Hello and welcome to Simple Heart Podcast. This is your host, Jean, and I will be reading Jeremiah 29, verse 11. And one of the things that I would love us to think about if I should sum it all up, it would go like this. Reflecting on the past, but also moving forward into hope with a brighter future. All right? So we're reflecting and we're looking on to move on to the future with hope to a better future. Jeremiah 29 verse 11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to give you hope and a future." And we should also know this. We should also know that his plan and hope for us include Proverbs 3, verse 5 to 6, which reads, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your path straight." Well, my dear beloved, I know as we look forward to enter into 2024, we reflect on the things we did not accomplish. And to be honest with you, we hardly ever think of the things we did accomplish. Sometimes the things we set out to do didn't get to accomplish it, it sometimes leaves us feeling like we failed or we are a failure. But I want to remind us, even though we might not accomplish all what we set out to do, there's absolutely no way that we are failures. Okay, so let's rid that thought from our minds. And I say ours because it's also my struggle. But I would love for us to try and shift our focus on what God says to us in Jeremiah 29:11. And then tell ourselves that I am a Christian, and there are times that I will face difficult situation in life. And regardless of my current situation, regardless of the current setback, God has a plan for me. God has a plan for you. And those plans are to prosper you and to give you hope. It goes for you and it goes for me. So as you come to the end of 2023, preparing to enter into 2024, this will be a new chapter for us. It'll be a new chapter for you. It's a new chapter for me. However, it is not a new chapter for God. It is new for you. It's new for me. None of us have entered this chapter before. But let's be reminded that the God we serve, our God, He knows this. He knows this. Why do I say I know it? Because our God, He is capable of being everywhere at the same time. He's an omnipresent God. And so He's capable of being anywhere at the same time. You and I are, for you and I, it's not so. His divine presence encompasses the whole earth. So yes, and you know, as I'm talking about this, I want us to not know if you're familiar with the great Charles Stanley, the great man of God. I always love to listen to Charles Stanley. He's a very great teacher. So Charles Stanley, a great man of faith, said it best to me. And I'm going to share what he says. He says, "God has a course mapped out for your life, and all the inadequacy in the world will not change his mind. Let me read that again. He quoted, God has a course mapped out for your life and my life. I'm putting that in there. And all the inadequacy in the world will not change his mind. Will not change what? His mind about you. Will not change his mind about me. That's how powerful and that's how great our God is. He will be with us in every step of the way. You know, that's also a part of his code. He will be with you in every step of the way. So as you know, as I come to an end with this little bit of encouraging words for you and for me, I would love to say, and let us be steadfast and unmovable. You know, let us not fix our focus on the things that we didn't accomplish, but we know Christ in us is the hope of glory. And he is our God, he is our Father, and he already declared in his word, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to give you hope and a future. So as I come to the close, this is it. I'll pray. Dear God, we ask for patience, we ask for strength, we ask for wisdom, and courage to accomplish every assignment you have given unto us. Lord God, we submit to your power and your authority. May your will be done in us and through us. So my dear friends, my dear beloved, may we continue to stand, and when done all, continue to persevere, continue to remain focused. Let us continue to encourage ourselves as we look forward to enter a new year. Let's hold to the promises that God have for us. Let us walk boldly. Let us know that our challenges, the difficulties that we face, the circumstances, whatever it is that we go through in life, it does not change our God. It does not change God's mind about us. And remember that quote from Charles Stanley. God has a course mapped out for your life, and all the inadequacy in the world will not change his mind. He will be with you in every step of the way. So I wish you all the best as you enter into 2024. May God bless you.